Now, we have looked at our own data, and I think, if possible, all urologists should know their own data, which also means their own pathologists, how many sections they make. And we recently published in the 2006 Journal of Urology, the first author was Michael Simon, approximately 900 men underwent a radical prostatectomy, and I think 30% had a positive margin, and we concentrated on that 30%. The question is, how many of those 30% who had a positive margin subsequently had a biochemical recurrence? In most series, it is 40 to 50%. In our series, only 20%. So that has greatly influenced what I do, because if I would give every one of those men radiation therapy, 80% would be overtreated by definition. Now, you can say some of them haven't relapsed yet, and they will, but our follow-up was approximately 3.5 to 4 years. So as I see it, to me, for my patients, unless I have several positive margins, and particularly with a Gleason 6, because I think they're more likely to have a local as opposed to systemic recurrence, my strong feeling is to monitor those patients. And as soon as the PSA begins rising or is above 0.4, which is the cutoff we use based on the Mayo Clinic analysis of what cut point to use for a recurrence, at that point, I would suggest if it's a long PSA doubling time, no seminal vesical invasion, certainly no lymph nodes, and most likely Gleason 6, possibly a Gleason 7, those patients would get radiation therapy. Interestingly, out of 1,500 patients that I've performed a radical prostatectomy, only 44 have received radiation therapy. And our overall survival is equivalent to many of the top centers in the country. So I don't think that approach disadvantages the patients. I'm aware of the JAMA article, which suggests a benefit from radiation therapy after prostatectomy. I remain unconvinced. There are side effects. The side effects are not great, but they can be devastating in a very small group of patients. That is, they were continent and then became incontinent, bladder problems. I don't dismiss the problem of radiation therapy causing second cancers. We know that rectal cancer is increased in men who have had radiation therapy to the pelvis. And although statistically it's not profound, I think external beam radiation therapy increases the chance of bladder cancer, and we've seen a number of such cases. So that, again, one has to consider that among the factors. So in essence, I would side here with the urologist, and I would follow these patients, as 60% would do. The radiation oncologists, I'm not surprised. Their teaching is if there's tumor that might be present earlier rather than later, smaller volume is better than not. They feel confident they can deliver the radiation therapy safely. Most would not add androgen deprivation, and I think they know the literature. There's really no data to suggest that that's important.